Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we will be focusing on the Reds' next opponent, rivals Manchester City.
Van Persie took a deflection. Oh, he's done it! It's Van Persie! Thank goodness he chose red over blue! It's City 2, United 3!
Welcome to Adam Marshall and to James Tuck from the club website. At one of the biggest games in the football calendar, Adam, how confident are you ahead of the derby?
I don't think I'm ever confident about any game, to be honest. City away is going to be hard. We know it's a bit of a fortress for them last season. We managed to win there, and that was one of the highlights of the whole campaign. I think we tend to play well against City in general. I mean, not always here at Old Trafford, but certainly away from home, we've put in some really good performances. Wayne Rooney always seems to reserve his best games, I think, for City. In the last couple of years, he's been amazing against them, and the form he was in the other night hopefully means he's going to carry that on and he'll be a real threat for them. So, as confident as you can be, but I think, saying it over lunch, I think, you know, I'd settle for a draw really at this stage, because it's so early in the season, it wouldn't be a bad result away from home.
Both come into the game off the back of good midweek wins, James.
Really impressed with United, how we played against Bayer Leverkusen. Really impressed with the kind of the tempo and the pace, and we were much the better team, I thought. So I think David De Gea said afterwards that they'll take a lot of confidence from that game going into Sunday. City, they enjoyed a good win away from home as well. I think they dominated that game really and just, you know, did what they had to do and got the 3 points. So yeah, both teams in good form. Should be a cracking game.
How do you feel Pellegrini has started as Man City manager, Adam?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult for him to adapt to the Premier League. Everyone just thought he'd come in, take over, they'd be up at the top. I think they were favourites with Chelsea, really, to win the league. But he might struggle a bit to get his formation, his tactics right in England, simply because he's not played here before. Every game's different. It must be a shock for him to go to places like Cardiff and end up getting turned over. And at Stoke as well made it difficult for them, because that's what the English league's like. We know that. We know every game you can't take for granted. You have to go into it with the right kind of resolve and expecting a tough match. And maybe that's not always been the case in Spain, where he's come from, and obviously with South America before. So I don't know. I mean, the jury's still out. I think a lot of people believe he was brought in really with a European eye, because he's very good at getting through in European ties, and that's the priority in some respects for City, because they've not done so well. At the very least, they need to get their ranking up, don't they, and their coefficients, so they're not always in this difficult pot. So they've made a good start in that respect, but not so good in the league, I'd say.
Do you think, James, looking ahead to the derby, that our starting 11 will be similar to the 11 that took to the field against Leverkusen?
I think it will. I mean, I think it seems at the start of this season that because it's been such a tough start with difficult opponents, that David Moyes has kind of tried to pick his best team in a lot of the games, which is a little bit surprising to me. You know, I thought, you know, Vidic and Rio have played quite a lot of games, and I thought they may have been kind of rested a little bit. But he seems to have taken this approach of, let's get these difficult games out of the way and try and pick up as many points as we can, and then maybe he's going to look to change it in the games after that. So I think it will be a largely similar team, yeah. I think, you know, Fellaini played well on his first start the other day. Obviously, Rooney and Van Persie were excellent. I thought Shinji Kagawa was good as well. So it's a nice lineup, because it's fairly conservative at the back and allows, and, you know, his expression going forward. So it's not as if he'll need to go more defensive. I think he can get the right balance with that sort of team. So yeah, I don't think he'll make too many changes.
You mentioned Vidic and Ferdinand. They have played every game. Yeah. Johnny Evans unlucky to be missing out, really, considering how well he played last season. But do you think their ageing legs will cope with all this football?
Well, it remains to be seen, really. I mean, they seem to be doing well so far. In fact,
very well, yeah.
They don't seem to, you know, have been troubled particularly. We may have conceded a couple of goals the other day, but they've both been playing really well. I think they'll play again at the weekend. I think Johnny Evans' chance may come in the League Cup. Yeah. So, yeah, Evans will be feeling a bit unlucky, but I'm sure his chance will come.
Absolutely. I mean, Ferdinand and Vidic, the two of the best centre-backs in the game, Adam. If they're fit, they play.
They are. I mean, I think David Moyes is always going to go with experience, like we said, and sort of have that solidity at the back. Phil Jones has been injured anyway. We think he's on the way back. He could even be back at the weekend. So
yeah, because that's one area that they might look at right back. Smalling's been in
there, hasn't he? Yeah, that's an option.
Jones,
Danny
on his way back,
might be fit. Who again?
Raphael trained the other day.
Yeah,
so,
you know, he's a big miss. I still think Raphael. I thought Chris Smalling played very well, to be honest.
Yeah, he did.
But that said, Raphael's a top-class defender. So yeah, we'll have to wait and see in terms of the lineup. But like you say, Vidic and Fernand, you know what you're getting. You know they're going to be rock solid and they don't let much through.
Company back for City, played, didn't he, against Victoria Pilsen in the Champions League. I was reading quotes from him saying he is delighted Wayne's back to top form because he wants to play against players at their very best. Company against Rooney will be a key battle.
It will. I think Company's top class, isn't he? And he's excellent off the pitch, the way he talks, I think, as well. I mean, he's very respectful of United and he always has been, even when they won the league. I think, you know, he said the right things. So, I know he got sent off against us recently and he does make a couple of those sort of two-footed tackles in the big games when the atmosphere is all stoked up. So, I mean, I wonder if he'll be doing that again and get away with it. But I think Rooney, in this kind of form, is going to frighten any defender and I'm sure Company's no different.
Great to also read quotes from Rooney saying about his partnership with Van Persie, that they're great friends, that he really enjoys playing with Robin and that hopefully they can achieve great success together.
Yeah, I mean, and if he's saying that, if he's happy playing alongside him, then that only bodes well, really, because you obviously want your two strikers keen and willing to play with each other. But yeah, both of them have started really, really well, haven't they, in consecutive games that they've both scored. And if that carries on, then, you know, lots of teams are going to be really frightened because they're really potent strikers and, you know, they both score from anywhere. You know, if they both score in every game, then we're going to win a lot of games.
Derbies are special, though, aren't they? What makes the derby such a special game?
I think just the intensity sort of on and off the field. It's the fans are obviously really stoked and hyped up before the game and on all during it, and that really generates an atmosphere that the players feed off, and it's obviously all the local pride at stake. And the game has really, really moved up a level in the past few seasons. I mean, for me, it was always about Liverpool, the big games, but it's really, really sort of caught up with it, this one, just because of how well City are doing. You know, and I think both sets of fans are always looking forward to this game now, and you don't know which way it's going to go, so I think that's the main thing about the derby.
Yeah, quite a few people experiencing it for the first time, a Manchester derby. Obviously, Moyes and Pellegrini, their first Manchester derby. Then on the playing side, Fellaini will be his. He's played in Merseyside derbies, which are pretty intense as well. And then all City's new boys, the likes of the Spaniards, Negredo, Navas, Fernandinho in the middle there as well. What will they make of it all, Adam?
Well, I wonder if, like David Moyes, does in a way go for more experienced players who have played in it before. Now Company's back, obviously, and the other players like Yaya Toure, who we saw score his goal in midweek, is a top player. So I don't know exactly how many of those new boys are going to start, really. Demichelis is injured, I think, isn't he? He's out. The other guys are still fitting in a little bit. I think Navas is going to be a threat if he plays. I mean, he's
quick, isn't he?
Good delivery as well, yeah, from the wings. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think Zeko's been playing for them as well, hasn't he? So maybe again going for the players that have got that experience, at least from the start, and perhaps then bringing on the players they've signed. So they have spent quite a bit of money again, haven't they, over the summer?
Okay, so yeah, should be a fantastic game. We're really looking forward to it. So to our legends, Lou Macari, Paddy Crowd and Arthur Robson, they have been discussing their key battles.
The key area on Sunday will be the middle of the park. Mm-hmm. Because I think their main player, I think, is Yaya Toure. And I'm delighted that we've got Fellaini in there alongside him. Because I think he's caused us problems in the past because of his strength and power. But Fellaini will be a great answer to him, hopefully.
Well, I think in all the big matches, we always give it the big build-up, quite rightly so. And build up the players who are in form and build up the players who are scoring all the goals. And along normally comes somebody else who maybe hasn't been doing as well as the goal scorers and becomes a hero. So I don't think, you know, because Robin van Persie and Wayne Rooney in particular are grabbing the headlines at the moment, I don't think that initially means that going into a Manchester derby, those are the two that, you know, everyone's relying on. Because normally it puts pressure on them as well, you know, and that pressure sometimes builds up that the star players can't sort of produce. You know, it's happened time and time again. I remember it happening to Wayne in the World Cup. You know, the lad went to a World Cup with everyone pinning their hopes, it seemed, on him. And of course, as soon as England flopped, then he got plenty of abuse about it. And I always felt, even before he kicked a ball in that World Cup, that there was unbelievable pressure on him. And I believe that about all the big games. You go into them with obviously high hopes and everyone's focused on certain players and forget about the rest of them. And you know, in a squad like Manchester United, and the same applies to Manchester City for that matter, you know, everyone's in that squad because they're good enough, and anybody on their day is capable of producing the goods that win you the Manchester derby. I'm just hoping, obviously, it's a It's a Manchester United player that produces the goods and wins the Manchester derby.
From a United perspective, I don't see any reason why we can't go there and win. We've done that before. In the last few seasons, we've won there. So there's no, that doesn't really hold us any fears. And I think City have made a little bit of a... I think we've had a more difficult start with the league games we've had to play, but they've probably not got as many points as they would have liked. So I don't see any reason why we can't go there and get a result.
He's a big, big player for them, Vincent Kompany. I think he's a very, very important player, particularly, obviously, he's a central defender. Without him, I don't think City are half a team. I think him and Touré are the two main players in their team, never mind about all the other players. They two players let the others play. They get them to play. I think he's a big... I was hoping he'd miss the game, but he's obviously not going to miss it.
And in the City side, you mentioned, you know, Kompany and Nastasic, and I don't think it matters whether it's Kompany and somebody else or whatever pairing you have at the back, whatever pairing you have up front. I think they're very much like ourselves. They've got 25 players in that squad that are all good players, all capable of really performing on the day. And I mean, that applies to the front people as well.
Well, they all pose problems in a different way. You know, I think Aguero's a fantastic player. Low centre of the gravity, knows where the goals are. He's got an eye for goal. And he'd be the one I wouldn't like to play against. Dzeko's obviously got the height, and he's now started to score goals, and he's getting delivery from the wide areas. So he's a problem, but he poses problem pose a big problem there, obviously. But I think Aguero's the one that's, you know, he's always got a goal in him, and he seems a confident player, and he's very, very tough to mark. So he's probably there, man. If you keep him quiet and stop him scoring, I think you're more than halfway to winning.
Getting the points has been more important at any time, going back for years and years. Going back to my time when City pipped us for the league, that was the last time the points were that important to both United and City. So it's that important now for both of them. I mean, as I said, you want to beat your challengers. And I'm not talking about it because this is a derby match. If you know someone that's going to challenge you for the league championship, you want to beat them. You want to beat them because it's important you get the points and they don't get any. And I think that's even got more importance now because of the fact that City and United are going to be thereabouts at the end of the season.
OK, let's now get all the latest stats ahead of this blockbuster. What weird and wonderful stats have you got for us, Nick?
So this weekend it's United and City, and it's the 166th Manchester Derby. It's a fixture that dates back to 1891, when United, or as they were known then, Newton Heath, beat City 5-1 in an FA Cup tie. I think everyone on the United side of the fence would take that scoreline again this weekend, but it's probably likely to be a much tighter affair. Indeed, of the last 18 Manchester derbies, only three have been decided by more than a single goal margin. Let's not talk about the 6-1 defeat at Old Trafford, though. But it gives you an indication of just how close these occasions tend to be. Of course, although the derbies have often been close, United still tend to edge most of them. In the Premier League era, there have been 32 Manchester derbies, City have only won 8 of them, 6 games have been drawn, and United have won on 18 occasions. One thing that's going to be a little odd this weekend is watching Sunday's game without Sir Alex Ferguson. After all, he's been in the Reds' dugout for the last 48 meetings between United and City. In David Moyes, though, United now have a manager with a fantastic record against the Blues. In fact, when Moyes was at Everton, he won 9 of his 12 games against City. Let's hope he can mastermind another win this weekend. Now, I can't let this stats package pass without mentioning Wayne Rooney's 200 goals for the club. We unearthed plenty of stats about those 200 goals, and you can read a lot of them on manunited.com. But the one that stood out most for me is that it took Rooney until his 45th goal for United in his 120th appearance to score with his head. Well, that's it for this week. I'll be back before our next game against Liverpool.
Brilliant, Nick. Thanks for that. But that is all we've got time for on this Matchday podcast. My thanks to James. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to you guys for listening as well. Good luck to United against the bitter Blues of City. We will see you again soon. Bye-bye.